Hi, this is Larry Noto.
And Garth Gerhart.
This is Two Guys.
One Wall.
I almost forgot what we were called.
It's been
I had
so
to
long.
Ask you.
It hasn't been since the superstorm. People probably thought we got wiped off the face of the
yeah,
planet.
Yeah, well, we've been at sea for a little. Well, don't make jokes. It's too soon.
Too
for
soon?
God's sakes.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we're not in Jersey or anything, so.
Well, yeah, we could be. No, think big.
Think big. Like Governor Christie big?
Oh, my gosh. Did you see Christie on Letterman? I mean, this is
we're not very topical.
No, I was just going to say.
She seen it on Letterman 2 months ago.
You know what I liked about Governor Cuomo? What's his name? Christie goes on Letterman, right?
Right.
And this is the night I think Joe Flacco was on, so it's not that long ago. And Letterman makes Christie jokes on a nightly basis, fat jokes on a nightly basis, mm-hmm. And so Christie comes out, he sits down, and he is very big. And Letterman says, you know, thank you. It's very, very big of you to come out. He didn't say that. Very kind of you to come on the show.
He should have said that.
I know, yeah. But I'm trying to. He didn't say it. And Christie goes, no, you know, no problem. Listen, I know it's all in humor. Da, da, da. He goes, oh, excuse me a second. And he takes a donut out of his suit pocket and starts eating it.
Is that right?
And he goes, I didn't know I'd be out here this long.
That's awesome.
It was so great. It was so great. It was so great. Well, anyways, it was good to see you, man.
You too, man. It's been so long. Last time, I guess I saw you at the one-year-old big birthday blowout.
Yeah.
But we haven't sat down in the man cave and shared our feelings with everybody in a long time.
I know. I did you miss it? I missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. And I know that we both got busy and between like the family stuff I do and your wild party and bachelor days.
Oh yeah, wild party. Well, you know, I got a little settled down there for a few months.
Yeah, you did. But I completely understand, man. I know you're at that golden age of what, 36 now.
You know, Hurricane Sandy did less damage than my last relationship.
Oh man, do you want to get into that?
No, not at all. It's fine.
Well,
it's
no,
good.
That's where you've been, and I wanted to give you your space. You know, I didn't want to pull you away from what you were doing to come down here and BS for a while. But I'm glad you're back. And,
I'm back.
I'm going to sabotage every other relationship you have from this.
Yeah,
point
I
on.
Think you don't know. You know, listen, all my friends. I'm pretty sure that you don't want me in a relationship.
I don't.
You sabotage it for the sake of this podcast. I have a friend. They have a little 5-year-old, and I make a joke that if I don't have my own kids that I will pay for his college education. This is a joke, by the way. Don't get any ideas about Parker.
You seem like getting really
excited.
Yeah, I
know. So every time I break up, my friend Tim's like, that's another semester.
Sweet. So nobody wants to see you happy.
Nobody wants to see me happy, including the women I choose to date.
Oh, my God. Well,
they especially don't want to see me happy.
We won't get into it.
No, it's all right. I'm back out there.
Just on the market.
Somebody goes,
market.
You're dating so soon? I said, you know what? I'm dating, but I'm angry dating.
You're angry.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm
angry
so
dating.
Angry. Angry dating is like, I'm like, I'm so angry that it didn't work
out.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, I'm like, do you have any brothers and sisters? Like, so you're from here originally? Your parents live in the area? What's your favorite color? Yeah. That's angry dating.
That's horrible.
It's not going well.
No, I can't imagine why not.
I don't know why.
So you're gonna be single for a little while longer.
I'm gonna be single. Well, I think we all know I'm gonna be single for the rest of my life.
I don't know. You're rocking that Muppet T-shirt.
I was waiting for you to say something.
I can't imagine why you're
a Muppet
you're not
T-shirt.
On the
you know, I can wear it now because, you know, I don't know why. I guess I couldn't wear it. The girl I was dating probably wasn't into that kind of stuff. So I probably, when I reached in the drawer, probably picked a different T-shirt. Over the. I know, I dated a non-Muppet fan.
A woman in her 30s is not into Muppets?
There are women in their 30s that are into Muppets, okay?
Okay.
No, people.
Who are these
Do you not like them? Do you not like the Muppets?
I love the Muppets.
Do you really?
No, I mean.
You would never.
I was fucking seven, I did. But no, they're fine. I mean,
did you see the new Muppet movie?
I did not see the new Muppet
movie. Fucking prick.
But this brings us to, I think this is a good segue. It's we haven't seen each other since the Christmas. So I have a couple presents, as you can see.
I know, I can't believe there's a couple of. You said I got you a small something. I got your son presents.
You didn't give me anything?
Well, I got you a present here, yes.
Oh, but you got the present after I told you I got a present.
No, I
already. Yes, you did. You totally did that. You
no, like, what are you talking about? I have had this, as you can see, by this nondescript
the
red bag.
And I'm sure that you got a Target. That looks like a total Target.
And this is not a tag that was ripped off because it was a gift bag from somebody else.
It was.
And this is not. Anyways. I didn't know.
Mary.
Look at this. And it's a gift for you. And then, you know, I was over here. Jenny said, we got you something. So is this from both of you? I only got you something.
I'm going to tell you what. I got two things for you right here. We're going to do
we're going to open presents. It's presents
quick,
in February.
We're going to do a quick
present exchange.
Okay.
There's two boxes. Honest, there's a red bag with a reindeer on it, and then snowman wrapping paper. And clearly, you had this since Christmas.
Yeah, because you'll see all the dust on it. It's just been accumulating dust.
I'm so excited.
I love lovely like
presents.
Jobs.
All right, you like
so
presents?
I love presents.
All right.
There's yours. Happy Christmas.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's two. It's a two-parter. Oh, look at this.
I'm a giver.
Oh, it's Mickey Mouse and Minnie Salt and Pepper Shakers.
You're a big Disney guy.
Disney and Muppets. Oh, my God. I love it. It's a Mickey. I lapsed. It's from Target.
Did you already got it?
No, I don't have
it.
Come
on.
No, I swear I saw it, but I didn't get it, and I love it.
Look at that.
I love it. It's a coffee mug. It looks like we'll post the picture on
we will.
On Facebook. Thank
Merry
you
Christmas,
so much.
Buddy.
Thank
here's,
you so much.
Here, you want the other right. one? Now, this is the one that caused some debate. I wanted to get this for you. I saw this right away.
Okay.
I wanted to get this for you. This was, and I'm usually, wait, before you open it, I'm usually somebody who gets gifts like the day before Christmas. Well, I guess it'd be Christmas Eve, right?
Yes.
I usually get gifts on Christmas Eve. I saw this a week before Christmas, and this is unprecedented for me. I never get gifts that soon, that far off.
A week
Christmas.
Out is what you're saying.
A week. So that was like me, like basically getting something in the summer. That's
wow.
I got this for you because I saw it. This had you all over it, and my wife's like, he's not gonna like that. He doesn't. Why are you getting him that? He's not. This is all.
What's amazing is that you still love your wife, despite that she sounds like that.
Yeah, speaking of Muppets. No.
Well, how can I not like it? What is it? Well, I love it. I don't even know what it is, and I love it already. It's a puzzle.
It's a breakthrough Disney puzzle. Check
oh,
that out. It's a three-dimensional Disney.
Why would I not like this?
That's what I'm saying.
And it's got the old retro Mickey Mouse cartoons on it.
Everybody knows you love the third dimension.
So what do you mean breakthrough? So it comes off.
Yeah, it comes off the canvas. So oh, you can and look,
that.
You can mount it. It's got a cute chick
mount
in it. Yeah, you're gonna mount it all right.
Well, look at her. She's cute on the box.
She's very Disney-ish. Disney-ish.
That's
isn't all right,
but she's
got the red hair.
Naughty.
She almost looks. She's naughty.
She's
naughty princess.
Don't you think so?
Oh yeah.
She's like, oh, look at this puzzle, and she says, you know, she can break through my
my hymen.
Oh my God! All right. Well, now I feel like this is not. This
well,
is
I'm,
like,
I'm not going to comment on the size of the bag. I mean, this is, but come on.
It's the equal size to the one. But I didn't know. I didn't know we were exchanging presents. Second of all, can I point out that I got. My presents went to your son.
They did, and I
to
appreciate
the child.
That. And we'll talk
I got,
about that.
What did I
present.
tell the people so they don't
you
think
got
I'm
a really, really cool.
Well, no, not, tell them what I brought back from Universal. I went to Disney Amazing.
Oh, the Wookiee? The Wookiee.
The Wookiee stuffed Which, animal.
Okay,
the
I got a Wookiee stuffed animal. I got, you also got a Batman.
A Spider Man.
Wait, no, it was a Batman.
No, it was a Spider Man, Garth, and it's your favorite character. And that's why I got it. And it means nothing to you.
The bib. Oh, the bib.
Yes, you're right.
It was a busy day. Just give me my present.
All right, here you go.
Oh, fancy red wrapping.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. It's an Indiana Jones keepsake Hallmark ornament, and this is, I would imagine, in commemoration of our first podcast.
Yes, our first,
we
exactly.
The,
See, it has meaning.
Dude, thank you so
it play,
much.
You gotta open it up. It plays music.
It doesn't really? Oh,
and you know what? It's an ornament, but you can just, like, have it sitting, too.
Oh, I will just have it sitting.
And it's the scene from Raiders where he is...
I don't want to just appreciate it Christmas. This is all year
He's around. Retrieving the idol, is what he's doing. And then there should be a little button on it somewhere.
It looks like he's taking a shit, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, now that you say it, but
no, that's cool.
I don't think Hallmark had that in mind when they designed it. Indy Takes a Shit, a holiday classic.
Did he press his asshole or something to make him?
What's the matter with you?
No,
the asses. Here, right there.
Okay, wait. Oh, dude.
Dr. Jones. Hey, did you see they had the Die Hard? You could go see all five Die Hard.
I wanted to.
I almost called you and I was like, that's like our thing anytime there's a marathon.
I saw that.
It was a weekday or something.
It was Valentine's Day, and you think that I was going to be able to go on Valentine's Day to see five Die Hard movies? That wasn't going to happen.
Why would they do it on Valentine's Day?
I guess cool. Just to piss off women, because I'm sure that...
Or maybe because the guys that would go...
You ever do that thing where you, when you're in a relationship, you test the waters, like in a jokey manner, because I actually did that for that Die Hard thing. First of all, I threw it out there like, you'll never guess what they're doing. Remember when me and Larry went to see that Indiana Jones movie? They're doing it with Die Hard. Can you believe that? Die Hard is like my favorite movie series of all time. But it's on Valentine's Day. So, you know, who does that on Valentine's Day? And I was waiting for her to be like, you know, planted that little seed, but it never came to fruition. So, Yeah, but I'm sorry we missed that. Next time they have some kind of big thing like that, we're going to have to get it. Did you see the new Die Hard movie?
No, did you?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Is it bad?
It's bad. I went the other day.
I heard it's short, too. It's not
very
really long.
It's really short, and it's not really a Die Hard movie. He's basically in Europe slapping people around. You know the premise, right? His, like, son's in the CIA.
Yeah.
There's some, like, political, like, thing going on, so he has to go rescue his son, but I didn't get it because the whole time he's in Russia and he's slapping these Russian people around.
Right.
And people are giving him shit. He keeps saying he's on vacation. And it's like, you're not on vacation. Like, there's not once in the narrative of the story did you say I'm going to Russia on vacation. It never was in that. So, I don't know. I was angry watching. I was like angry dating Larry watching. Like, fuck you, John McClane. I'm going to go Russia. Yeah.
Taken 2 wasn't very good either. The sequel to Taken, in case you didn't get that from Taken 2. In case when I said Taken 2, that threw you.
They should have made it more playful and been like Taken T-O-O. Like,
yeah, right.
Sometimes Taken, and maybe it would have been a little more lighthearted.
Which is kind of the premise, because other people are Taken this time.
They are.
And like then that. I hear they're working on Taken again. And
taking some more.
And they're taking some more. For the love of God, stop taking me.
Christmas Taken.
That's right, Christmas Taken.
Because you got to have the holiday classic. No, well, thanks for the gift, man. I appreciate it.
Well,
I'm going to cherish that. It's going right next to all my
meeting.
Spider-Man figurines.
You won that round of gift giving.
No. There's no. It's for what
there's
you
no winning in
son.
Gifting.
There's no winning.
There's no winning in gifting.
It's all just giving. It's all about the giving spirit.
Right.
So you actually. No, I guess I did win because I gave the best.
If it's about giving.
Well, what is this anyway? To be honest,
salt
I forgot.
And pepper shakers.
Okay.
You didn't even pick it out, did you?
No, I did. I see the Disney stuff and it's like, you think
but
I think
I feel
of my
like,
son.
Did
but
I get
no,
nothing
I
for Jenny?
My...
Because I feel like I got stuff for you and then I got stuff for
Parker. Indiana Jones musical ornament is a gift that keeps on giving. Just think, before I make sweet, sweet love to her, I just go. I just have that little number on me all the time. It's look at that. What? You look like you have a headache.
No. I just remembered. I texted this to you. I'm at the Ravens celebration, right at M&T Bank. 70,000 people. The Super Bowl victory thing. And there is a guy. It had to be him. He was in an Indiana Jones hat, and he was in an Indiana Jones leather jacket. I don't know how many people in Maryland are walking around with this. It had to be the guy from The Avenue when we saw the movie. Remember the guy who was dressed up, and I secretly took a picture, and I realized
and
I was just,
all
hold,
blurry.
I was just holding
like the
him.
Bigfoot.
No, I was trying to be all discreet, like, but it ended up just holding the phone up to him and taking
awesome
it. Very
if he, like,
obvious.
Whipped it out of your hand.
That would have been awesome, actually. That would have been good. No. Anyways, he was at the goddamn stadium.
Watching the game.
No. This the Super Bowl victory celebration.
Oh, the parade that they had.
Yeah.
So when everybody else was in their purple, he was just kind of hanging out in his leather
jacket. Yeah, like in his leather jacket. He had like a jersey underneath. I think he eventually took the jacket off. But what are the odds that I would see him there and then at the stadium?
What a dick. Who does that? Like,
well, why are you... No, this is a good story. Why are you making him a dick?
I don't know, man. It's something about, like, why would a grown man, like, dress up as Indiana Jones? Like, this is...
Oh.
I mean, I do in the privacy of my own home, running through the house, like, jumping off of couches because, you know, the floor is hot lava. It all comes full circle, man.
Well, hey, I didn't even ask you this. So, you know, you've sort of been a... sort of, I don't know, on the edge football fan or you hated the Ravens fan. You used to make fun of them. Then you like, what was it? Why did you didn't like him because, I don't know, you never could relate to your childhood to being in one place.
Something like that. Let's not open up fresh.
No, wounds. But all right. But why? So why did you decide it? Because of Parker. He needed a team and you guys decided he would be a Ravens fan.
Right.
So did you watch the playoffs? Did you enjoy the playoffs?
I mean,
this is not a fan.
I'm really trying. It's really hard for me. Like, Jenny's on board. The family's on board. I mean, believe it or not, she actually has a jersey, a Ravens jersey.
Jenny?
Everybody from her work. I don't know, man. I'm going to try really hard next year. Maybe that Ray Lewis is gone.
They won the Super Bowl. If there's ever a chance for you to be, jump on board with his bandwagon, it's now.
Dude,
you didn't get excited?
I like the underdog. That's why I hang out with you, man. I'm always rooting for the underdog.
Am I the underdog in this situation?
That's good. You want to be the underdog.
Do I?
Yeah. Who doesn't want to be the underdog?
Are people out there thinking I'm not going to make it?
I think there's some people out there that say you can't make it. But you know what, Larry? I say to those people, Larry will make it.
But the Ravens are the underdog. Don't you understand? They weren't picked against Denver. They weren't picked against New England. They weren't picked against San Francisco. They were always the underdog. That's our thing. That's our thing, man.
So I should jump on board because they were, but they're not the underdog anymore now that they won.
People still always, they'll say, well, we won't repeat. Ray Lewis is gone. The defense isn't what it used to be. They'll still.
Are you glad Ray Lewis is gone?
No, I'm not. I'm very sad. Very sad.
Why? Because.
Don't make it. If you make a murderer joke, I'll be gone.
No, I'll say why? Because you really look good in number 52 jerseys. That's what I was going to say.
I have a Flacco jersey that I wear.
Okay.
Always been a Flacco fan. So let me ask you. So when you're watching the playoffs, did you even watch the playoff games?
Yeah, I watched
the
playoffs, yeah.
And were you, so, but you're not, they score a touchdown, don't you don't get excited.
Nah, I mean, I'm really trying, man.
Is it football in general or just the Ravens?
It's just, I guess it's just the home, it all goes back to like the home team. I just can't get it.
We welcome you. We want you to be a part of it,
Garth. We're going to try next year. I'm going to start from the very beginning. You and I are going to spend some quality time. We're going to go to bars and we're going to
I don't watch games with other people. Sorry.
You don't? It's a very like ceremonious
thing. Yeah, I do. I can't. Particularly if somebody's not going to be excited about it.
I can totally act like, well, maybe your excitement will rub off
on
me.
No, you'll make fun of me. That's what you'll do. No, you'll make smart-ass comments.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you mean? Hey, did you see that video of that guy who overreacted from Bel Air? Did you just see this video?
No,
this guy, his wife tapes him. I mean, I'm like a maniac, trust me. This guy is like insane. Screaming, crying in front of a grown man. Crying, running out of the room. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. Like that. And his wife puts it on YouTube. Viral. Boom. He's all over the place. Somebody, I don't know if it was the Ravens or somebody. I mean, he was in the Sun, the newspaper. He was like, think about that. Like, thanks a lot, honey. You just made me a goddamn punchline in the city. Like, people half, like, thought he was crazy. The other half were like, yeah, we're like that. You know, we get it. They drive us crazy, this team. Anyways, they ended up getting goddamn tickets to the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was the team or somebody flew them tickets, everything, like, for being such a great fan.
Is that right?
I'm like, Mom, why don't you fucking tape me? I'm a goddamn maniac.
Next year I can act like I'm really excited and we can maybe try it.
We can try it.
Oh, my God.
Shit, I was going to ask you something. We were just talking about something there. Super Bowl, Ravens, home team. That was gone. I wanted to bring something.
My son being a Ravens fan, is that what?
It wasn't that, but let's talk about that. He turned one. How does that feel?
Yeah.
1 year old. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, man, and thank you for being part of it. I'm glad
my emotional heartbreak coincided. I had plans.
Which was great because you originally had asked you if you wanted to come, and I was looking forward to you showing up, and you had already made these plans. And,
yeah, we had plans to go out of town, and that they did not work out.
So that morning you had called me or texted me and said that you wanted, if the invitation was still available, you were able to come and bring in
I did a tour of other people's children that day.
Yeah.
My friend's son, I went and had breakfast with them. Always a five-year-old, always to cheer you up and be like, you're a lot nicer than that bitch I just dated.
Is that what he said?
You get me. No, I said that to him.
Oh, okay.
And he said, Daddy, what's a bitch? And he said, you'll learn. And then I came over here to the party. It was a wonderful party.
Yeah. We had a nice spread. We had like 20 people over here. We had my family who thought it was convenient to leave before the presents. But, we had my wife's family.
I had a good conversation with a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah, she was very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that that you met a lesbian.
Hey,
was that your first lesbian experience?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. No, it was a good party.
We had all kinds at the party. He got a lot of nice stuff, and you got him that Batman thing, which he absolutely loves. But
Batman car.
Yeah, it's a little Batman car with little like little Batman little people Fisher Price thing, and he push it on, and I don't know, but it's weird to see like a chubby Batman.
Yeah, they're like these
little kids.
Yeah, they're like,
and he's smiling, so it's like it's first of all chubby. Like Batman's not chubby. My Batman is. Rock solid, athletic, ready to kick some ass. And this is a chubby.
That's a little gay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well,
so is Robin, but.
Yeah, who brought Robin into it? I didn't buy your son Robin. Hey, by the way, when I'm buying that toy for your son, I'm in Target in the aisle, and there's a very attractive girl in the aisle who does not have a ring on, so I'm thinking she's buying a gift as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it occurs to me, very hard to pick up a girl as you're picking out like little Fisher Price toys that like squeak. Like I'm I trying to look.
I
thought that'd be like, oh,
because
it's
sensitive.
I thought that, and then until I like picked something up and it like started playing like an Elmo song. I was gonna go that angle, like, oh,
tickle me, Larry.
Was that wrong to say? I did say.
Nah, that's fine.
Right. I've got a jack in my box. What? What? Would you like a jack in your box?
Is your name Jack? No, yeah. It's Larry.
Damn it.
But speaking of gifts,
Is this thing?
All right, so
this is like turning into a, I don't know what here.
So I purposely didn't want to like share this with you. I mean, you've seen it, but you haven't heard it yet.
I just seen this yellow. Orange cat. Here.
This is a gift that my son got. It's called a Catch Me Kitty by VTech, and we'll post pictures of this too. But actually, if you want to go online and like look at this, it's called Catch Me Kitty by VTech. Go online. You'll see actually tons of YouTube videos about this. There's all the story about this stupid cat. So it basically runs around the house. The kid chases it. It's on like these wheels. It looks like a cat. It's really cute, but it's got a secret, Larry. I'm going to tell you the secret. Tell me. I'm not even going to say anything, but I'm going to you to listen to the song that he sings when you start him up. Second verse. Tell me what you think he says.
Okay.
He's going to go like, dun-dun, 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 dun. Then the next, dun-dun, the next verse.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Okay. All right.
Catch me if you can. I'm a kitty who likes to play. Chase me, race me, you'll have fun. Ready, steady, come on, let's run.
Oh, my God.
Rate me, right? The cat says rate me.
Well, what is it supposed to say?
I think it's race me, but the cat clearly says, hear it again? Hold
yeah,
on.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me turn it up. I think I can turn this thing up. They actually have volume on toys now. Can you believe that? When your kids didn't have...
Catch me if you can. I'm a kitty who likes to play. Chase me, race me, you'll have fun.
Rape.
Ready, right?
Ready, come on, let's run.
So Jenny and I were sitting there listening to it, and you have to listen to it a couple times to really like say that this kitty, this cute little orange kitty with this big smile on his face, wants you to rape him, chase him, and then rape him. So we went online. Well, I went online, and there's actually a recall of this model, but I refuse because I think it's going to be really funny when my kid starts.
So wait,
to
they
these
know
words.
It says rape me?
Yeah, they know that they said. Well, they said it says race me, and
but it sounds like. But enough people have said rape that they're recalling
it. It obviously says rape
me,
right?
Right. Well,
but I refuse to turn my back because I think it's going to be hilarious when my son chases things around.
Your argument, and I take this from me, doesn't hold up in court.
What's
I swear she said rape
me. Your Honor.
She said chase me.
The cat told me to do it. Yeah, so.
That's unbelievable. I wonder how many little child rapists are out there because it's like, you know, and how many poor cats have been traumatized by a misunderstanding.
Yeah, but isn't that something, though? That's something like, because you think that before any of these toys go out, there's like parent focus groups that
nobody picked it up.
Nobody.
It's so clearly rape me.
It is, right? So, but
so
I like it.
Can I want to take that home?
Yeah. You gotta chase it.
You didn't get me. That's part of the fun. Why? I thought you were gonna play it again.
No, I'm done. But you know, it's funny speaking of playing it again. Like, if you hear this, like anybody that has kids, you hear these songs like 20, 30 times a day, and they stick in your head. And I've actually gone through like the last couple of days singing the Rape Me song, and I've just caught myself like shopping at Target, like humming the Rape Me song. And I'm sure that like subconsciously, like it comes out of me saying rape, and people just staring at me. So I probably should put the Rape Me Kitty down.
Rape Me.
Yeah.
Hello, kitty.
Kids.
But the birthday was good. And
yeah,
I mean,
birthday was good. We had a good time.
He's one. I mean, how are you doing that? A one-year-old? How are you doing with that?
I don't know. They're getting older. I'm all for kids getting older. Like, it's nice.
He's not in his 20s.
No, but, I mean, like, but you know, like, Jenny's a first-time mom. This is her first, you know.
She's sad that the baby phase is ending.
So she's sad that he's now a toddler. He's graduated into
phase
and doesn't like to see him get older and crawl, you know, and walking and things like
and
that.
Raping but, cats.
Raping cats. And they rape so fast. So she's a little sad about it, but to me, you know,
this is the fun. I mean, when they can talk and you can really interact with them,
and they can leave you alone for more than 20 minutes and go play by themselves while you drink some beer and have some good times. And yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. But no, it was good, and we appreciate you coming. And,
please. It was my pleasure.
And I'm glad you got dumped and just in time.
I didn't get dumped. We broke up. Let's just, you know.
Broke up? Okay.
Yeah, all right. I may have gotten dumped. I haven't gotten, I mean, I don't think someone has, I mean, I think I've always been the one, at least in the last 10 years, have been the instigator of the breakup.
Of getting broken up. I won't right. say, I won't say the D word. So you've always been, you feel that you've been the catalyst.
Yes.
That sets that person.
Not that that makes it easier. Still always a tough choice, but I feel like I've been the one that has said, I can't do this anymore.
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. But I feel like I've always been, I feel like I don't, well, this is too much detail. The bottom line, I feel like it was probably right, the right choice. And it probably is what would have happened eventually. But I probably wanted to try a little bit
you
longer.
You put it on fast forward.
She put it on fast forward this time. Okay. This time. But
I'm sorry, man.
That's all right.
You're going to find somebody.
I told you, I'm angry, Dave.
Dude, it could have been that chick at the Target toy aisle. I think that's really where you need to focus your search, Target. You spend so much time there already, so it's almost like a second job. You're like, hey, how's it going? How's the cleaning supplies today? Oh, you're back. How's the paper towels and the selection? I think it's a win-win. You know, it's not like Walmart.
The girls at work. Oh, God, no, please. I mean,
now, when you start to date a Walmart pool, then we'll talk.
No,
but Target,
please.
I think
if
you're...
If I ever say, where'd you guys meet? If I ever say Walmart, just punch me in the face. Rape me. Rape me with that cat toy. What? No, God. Anyways, I think my staff is at my day job. They're mainly all but one. They're all women, mm-hmm. younger women, and
so are they giving you any insight of anything?
Well, I think we talk about stuff, and they and their lives too, and they but they think I'm on the prowl. You know, I mean, I may have asked about how old the intern was the other day. This poor 21-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, so we're in a meeting with the Washington Post, and what were we talking about? I don't know. Somebody said something. Oh, they said, yeah, our rep at the PR firm, so-and-so, they said a name, Susan. I was like, oh, I don't know Susan. And the girl works for me goes, she's married. And I'm like, what? Holy in a shit. Meeting at the Washington Post? I'm like, I'm not, what are you talking about? I'm like, I just
didn't
know
who.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good Washington Post. Yeah, they were, anyways.
Well, they're looking out for you. That's good.
Yeah, but it was like, they just assumed I was asking. I think maybe it's the vibe is it's too strong that I'm whatever.
So how do you think you need to like quench that down a little?
You know what's so funny? And this is so funny because I was at the Magoobies Comedy Factory. Oh, I could have told my Richard Lewis story, but it's too long a story now. I was and the headliner was talking to me. Didn't know the situation, you know, because we were on the rocks a little bit there. And he said to me, because he went out with a girl for a year and a half, and she dumped him via text message. This is an older guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is what I've always said, but he says to me, he says, why on earth would I want to be in a relationship? I have a good home. He said, I know you wouldn't look at me, but my house is clean. It's well decorated. I have nice stuff. I do what I love. I have friends. I do whatever I want. I have a good time. I'm happy. Mm. I'm happy. And then, you know, some crazy is going to come in and fuck it all up.
Yeah.
Fuck it all up. And, you know, and that's what I've always said. I really, you know, would I like the family and the kids? Sure. Absolutely. Probably the kids more than anything. And, but I'm not going to give up my happy for it.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to find that, I guess.
You got to find that balance.
You got to find the balance.
So, what else? What else is going on? You didn't even watch the Oscars. I was going to ask you about the Oscars.
I know, man. I'm sorry.
Seth MacFarlane,
see, this
family
is again,
guy.
This is, again, being a single guy and not, you know, having your happy, you're able to block out 3 hours on a night to watch the Oscars, whereas I am exhausted by the end of the day because that kid is constantly on the move, man. Like, tell you a quick story the other day when I had to watch him.
Uh-huh.
This is how tired I was. I was up all night and then had to do his laundry the next day. I put the video monitor. You know how kids nowadays have like those creepy video monitors.
Oh,
like
I know. He looks like a
paranormal activity that you can like mount on the thing.
Uh huh.
I took the video part that you look at, and because he was taking a nap, I put it in his dirty clothes. I went downstairs, just dumped the entire thing in the washing machine, didn't even think twice about it.
Oh, my God.
Exhausted. That's how my day started. So I washed a $200 piece of equipment.
Oh, my God.
So I had to take him when he woke up out back to Target to get a new video monitor, drop another $200 to get this new monitor, come back. The second, I swear to God, the second it takes for me to put him down on the ground, because now he's completely mobile and, like, running.
He does not stop moving.
I put him down on the ground. I go to the counter to put the bags down. I look over. He's at the coffee table with a cup of coffee that I left there when I left. It was cold. It wasn't hot.
Yes. Oh, God,
but it was a cup of coffee. He has it in his hand, and there's two things that can happen at this point. I'm looking at him. I have a split second to figure out what it can either go very bad or very good. Because usually, you know, something new he never has before, he kind of, like, inspects it. So I think that maybe for a split second I have a chance to kind of talk him down off the ledge. Like, put it down. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody has to get hurt here. Just put the coffee cup down. Before the next scenario crosses my mind of what can happen, it's happening. He gets this fucking coffee cup like it's a goddamn Salvation Army bell and the fucking Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and he's shaking that fucking coffee
cup.
Like it's
his
coffee.
Job. Oh,
coffee
my God.
Is on the ceiling. It's on the couch. It's on the walls. It's on the floor. It's everywhere. Black coffee everywhere. So that was my Monday. So, excuse me if I you know, seem a little not disinterested in your happy life when you get to have 3 hours blocked to watch the Oscars. So what did you think of the Oscars? I know Seth, did you like
Seth MacFarlane? Well, you know, I'm a huge Seth MacFarlane fan in terms of the Family Guy. I thought Ted was okay. I don't think probably I liked it as much as everybody else did. Here's the thing, and he's getting, I don't know if you know that, I mean, he's getting raked over the coals for being offensive, misogynistic, and he did a joke about, I'm going to tell you this, you think this joke is sexist? He talks about the movie Zero Dark Thirty, about the woman's, you know what it is about the search for Osama bin Laden, that a woman search, and he says it's da-da-da-da-da, proving another great example of how women never let go of anything. Now, I mean, okay.
I'm offended.
Are you?
As a woman, yeah.
Are you?
No.
All right, no. If you're a woman, is that saying, I mean, isn't that sort of one of those classic comedy things? The women are naggers, men are stupid. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that classic. I don't know. I don't think that's misogynistic.
I think people, and as a professional comedian, maybe you have your own insight in this, but I just think that people just need to embrace some of these stereotypes, and just they're stereotypes for a reason. Whether you're a woman, whether you're white, whether you're Hispanic, black, whatever.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Religion, race. Yeah. I mean, anything should be kind of.
Some things are so clearly a joke. Now, some things were off color. Oh, and then he does a joke. Okay. He does a joke. Daniel Day-Lewis played Abraham Lincoln. He's not the first person. Another actor, so-and-so, so played Abraham Lincoln. And then he said, but the actor who really got into Lincoln's head was John Wilkes Booth. Right? Right? Okay. Funny. It's And I got a groan, and he goes, really, really too soon. He's like, I got some Napoleon material you're going to love, or something like that. And
so the audience wasn't even
the audience it? Moaned, and then people are like, that's tasteless. And it's like, you know what? Okay. I don't think it was a particularly original joke. All right, Lincoln in the theater, okay? Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was anything that was so terrible that, you know, the headlines are going to be... Here's the problem. They book him to be edgy.
Right.
That's what
for
they book.
For a younger audience, too, right?
First of all, what I don't agree is you don't book him for the Oscars. I believe the Oscars should be an upscale, classy event. You don't have Louis C.K. You don't have Chris Rock. You have Billy Crystal. You have Steve Martin. Mm-hmm. You have Alec Baldwin. I mean, these are the award shows should be hosted by Bob Hope and Johnny Carson. And so you get that guy. And so guess what happens? 2 years ago, they get Billy Crystal to return to their roots after Eddie Murphy dropped out of the whole producer scandal. And then everyone was like, oh, he was dry. He was so Bush Belt. He was so, you know, old school, who is nothing cutting edge. And then if you're cutting edge, then they run you out of town.
They crucify
you. So it's like, you know, what do you want from it? The funny thing about Seth MacFarlane is, on one hand, he was really himself and crude. And then he would go right from that into like a really nice, like, song and dance number, like out of the 50s, like singing like a Sinatra or singing in the rain in a mm-hmm. tuxedo and like doing dance. And it was like, oh, that's kind of classy, but not you. You know what I mean? Right. Like, we know that you're a bad boy trying to behave yourself mm-hmm. and then you would be a bad boy. And I don't know. I just thought it was, I think he's getting a little bit of a bum rap.
So you thumbs down or thumbs up on the Oscars?
I thought it was, well, the show itself is always too long and boring and they need to do something. Seth MacFarlane, I thought was fair. I thought he had some really funny jokes. You should see the thing he did with Flight with stock puppets. It's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical.
I'll have to check it out. If it's
I thought it was very funny. And then some jokes missed. But, you know, he did a joke. There was a girl that was nominated for Best Actress. She's 9 years old. And he said, so-and-so, she's 9 years old, which means in 16 years, she'll be too old for Clooney. Meaning George Clooney.
Right.
That's a joke about Clooney dating young women.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the 9-year-old. They're calling him, making a sex joke about a 9-year-old and you should be ashamed. It's not about the 9-year-old.
It's about Clooney
dating younger women. It's a shot of Clooney, you morons.
Who are these people that are saying
this? I don't know. It's just like I do that Passion of the Christ joke. And my friend is like, oh, it's anti-Semitic. I'm like, the joke isn't even about Mel Gibson. It's about my father not having a lot of good things to say. So he says he didn't like the lead guy in Passion of the Christ. So, ooh, Jesus.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
But somebody says it's like, I'm like, it's not about Passion of the Christ, you idiot.
Some people can't take a joke.
Anyways, all right.
Case in point, we're working on a catalog. It's kind of like a Scholastic like catalog with 200 little thumbnail book images in it. You know, I try to put a little personal touch in it. So there's, you know, you come to the section like seventh grade reading and, you know, you get bored of my job. It's very monotonous doing what I do. So there's a Rosa Parks book, you know, a little thumbnail that is probably about an inch by a half an inch that nobody's ever going to read in the sea of 2,000 books. It's called The Rosa Parks Story. So I like Photoshop. I like a good joke. So I changed the title.
To what?
Dibs. Dibs, the Rosa Parks story. It's got a picture of her on her seat. She's calling Dibs on the seat.
Yeah. Well, that's not horrible.
Okay, but this one right. might be the Anne Frank story.
Oh, God.
I changed it to Keep It Down Up There. but in my defense, really, though, when you see it printed, you really can't read it. But I know it's there. You know it's
right.
there now.
Right.
So
I mean, you know, I mean, maybe not appropriate for a Scholastic book, but
you can't
funny.
Read it.
Keep
I it thought
up.
It was
Keep
funny.
It down up there. Oh my God.
Anyway,
you know, I mean,
what, too soon?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, oh, I don't know. Now, I am not one of these comedians. Like, the headliner I worked with the other day said, if it's not offensive, if you're not offending somebody, it's not funny. I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe you can be funny without being offensive. But I'm just saying that don't, you can talk about it. You can make a joke about Anne Frank without saying that the Holocaust is a funny thing. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's not funny. Obviously, it's a horrible thing. But that's still funny. What you just said is funny.
I thank you. I thought so, too. You should see me on my stupid computer giggling to myself. Like, seeing Rape Me, Chase Me. who won Best Picture? I haven't
Argo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Have you seen that?
I did. I saw it in the theaters. Very good.
I want to see
Ben
it.
Affleck.
Yeah.
Really interesting thing because Ben Affleck was not nominated for Best Director, and that's only happened like 4 or 5 times when a Best Picture has won with the director not being nominated. It's almost always they're both nominated. It was one of the biggest snubs in Oscar history, really, him not getting the nomination. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to win the Golden Globe, the Directors Guild, the Producers Guild, and that actually his snub probably created so much love that he got screwed that it actually propelled the film to win the
you
Best
think.
Picture. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was always a contender, but I think that's what put it over the top. And what's his name? Daniel Day-Lewis won Best Actor for Lincoln.
Yeah, did you see that movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's dry. It's like watching.
Watch
it's like watching a civic lesson, but it's really beautiful. And Daniel Day-Lewis is amazing. And like I said, it's sort of like watching a history lesson because it's not all like it's not done like a drama, like mm-hmm. a docudrama. It's a guy trying to get a vote passed, and what he has to do in terms of trying to negotiate the war. It's amazing, like, all the bullshit that exists today with the politics and the TV, and I'll support your bill if you support my bill and all that. It existed back then.
That was interesting. It's like watching C-SPAN.
I mean,
it'd be out.
It changed the course of our nation.
Which bill are you talking about?
To free the slaves.
Oh, that one.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. To they had a temporary resolution to absolve the slaves so they could go fight in the war. That's how fucked up we were. We're like, you're our slaves. We need you to go get killed for the country so black people could join the forces to fight in the Civil War. So it was but it was temporary, and it was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln saw that as an opportunity to abolish slavery for good, to ratify the Constitution of the United States. And so this is his – but he's getting – but the South doesn't want it and da-da-da. So it's really fascinating. And what's also really – one of my favorite scenes is he's in the White House, and this couple comes in to talk about their farm. They're like, we have a problem with our land. And then, like, they open the door, and there's all these people in the lobby. Like, that's how it was. Like, they had a problem, and they went to Washington, and they met with the president. And they're like, our congressman isn't doing something. And he's like, brr. And it's like,
did he really say, brr?
What's the problem with the cows? Yeah. It was going 7 years ago. Black people should be free. Yeah. Anyways, so.
Oh, well, speaking of movies, I don't mean to get you off topic, but I realize we haven't even discussed this, and it's probably not on the agenda, but Star Wars is being...
Oh, I was going to bring that up. That's what I was going to bring up. So what do you think?
Dude, I couldn't be happier. Like, out of Lucas's hands, kind of.
Yeah, because he sucks.
He sucks. He had his time. He had his prime. He's past it.
And J.J. Abrams, man.
Dude, so I was excited. That's all I can talk about at work. I'm like... Any little bit of tidbit information that comes on the news feeds or anything like that, I'm like eating up. Like Luke Skywalker's coming back. Carrie Fisher's going to lose 300 pounds to reprise her role as Leia and Han Solo. Oh man, it's incredible. I just now have something to live for 2015. When it's,
every other year they're going to make one.
Yeah, and Disney, your pal Disney is now in charge too. So how do you feel about the Disney interaction with the Star Wars universe? Because they have a theme park at Disney already, right? It's like Star Wars.
So it's their Hollywood Studios. So it's all – when they opened Hollywood Studios, it was called MGM Studios actually, because Disney didn't have enough live-action titles. So they partnered with MGM and co-branded it so they could get the Wizard of Oz and things like that. So there was a Star Wars ride there. So they've always had the theme park rights, but now obviously they have the film rights and all that. So George Lucas and the Star Wars characters have always had a presence in the Disney theme park, at least in the Hollywood studios. So that won't be a big change. Mm-hmm. I think Disney was all about the best in storytelling.
Yeah, I mean, it's evident with the Marvel, with the buying of Marvel. I mean, they never the quality of the Marvel comic films hasn't dissipated. It's only in my eyes gotten better.
Yeah,
it's all about the storytelling. I mean, I think they're smart enough. Disney is smart enough to say this works. We're going to keep out of that creative process and just like.
And they also know that it's their chance to capture boys,
mm-hmm.
Because they've got the girl.
Capture boys. I have a kitty.
No, I mean, they have the market cornered in princesses and Tinkerbell and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, that's why pirates are so important to them. And that's why Marvel was so important.
Do you know why pirates are important?
Why?
Because they are.
Oh my God! Thank you just write that?
I
now?
Just made that.
You've been waiting. We're going on tour.
I've been waiting. Thank God! I'm gonna use my pirate joke.
I don't know if people liked my Mark Hamill joke on Facebook.
What was it?
I said in an interview about reprising his role about Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill said, "Quote." It's been a great surprise, like putting on a pair of jeans and finding a $20 bill. And I said, which is ironic because that's how much they offered him to do the film.
He probably just jumped in the chance to do it for
$20. I'll do it for $20.
No, we're really like, I got like we'll give you more likes than that. No, $20 is good. I like that one.
And I was like, I was very proud of it.
I'm sure we can come up with a
That's a letterman. That's a night. That's a
You're in the wrong profession, my friend.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we did get a late start, so yeah, it's probably. But I'm glad we got something down, and yeah, man, we'll now that you're swinging single again, we'll spend our time chasing raping cats and doing podcasts and hopefully hanging out some more.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for my Indiana Jones.
Oh, thank you for my
presence.
I'm going to do this. How many pieces is this puzzle? I didn't even look.
I don't know. But
it doesn't even say. It doesn't say. Well,
it doesn't look that involved.
No, I don't.
Maybe,
well,
Jenny was,
maybe
right.
Not. I
maybe,
don't know.
Maybe that is for
mega
a child.
Puzzles.
Maybe
it says eight and up, but I think that's normal. How many pieces? Interlocking pieces. Usually it says how many pieces are on.
Yeah, this. I don't know.
What the fuck?
It's an anomaly.
Anyways, well, I love it. Thank you very much.
No problem, buddy.
All right, for Two Guys, One Wall, this is Larry Noto.
And Garth Garrett.
And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.